WTAW News Time is 8:03, approaching 8:04. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by, no sponsor this hour. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council has finished more than 6 years of legal battles over the land where Scott and White Hospital is now located.
In 2007, the council rejected rezoning land at Rock Prairie Road and the freeway for a new Walmart. That led to a pair of lawsuits. The first was a landowner suing the city. The second was the city suing an insurance company for failing to cover damage claims from the first lawsuit. At last night's council meeting was a $4 million settlement with the insurance company. The city keeps $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. The council settled the first lawsuit 3.5 years ago, paying the landowner $1.6 million after spending another $2 million in legal fees. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
An international audience was at the Bush Library participating in the formal announcement selling a pharmaceutical company founded by the Texas A&M system to investors from Japan.
I'm so glad that you could make it to Kalon's graduation from Texas A&M.
The founder of Kalon Biotherapeutics, Andrew Strong, reminisced about the last 3 years leading up to the sale of the BioCorridor facility to FDB, which is short for Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies. President Steve Bagshaw, who will be overseeing FDB's local operations, recalled his first visit from England to Aggieland 15 months ago.
And we meet the Texas A&M support team, the Bryan College Station support team, and we were blown away by the energy of the team that was supporting the team on the ground. And on the journey back to Houston, I turned to John Foy and said, John, we've got to do this deal. This is something that really, really fits the way we are.
FDB purchased a 49% interest with the option of acquiring the rest of Kalon. Texas A&M's academic building won't be named for Governor Perry. He told graduates at Thursday night's convocation program he had declined the offer. It's expected to take only 17 seconds for the west side of Kyle Field to come down on Sunday morning.
Kyle Field's west side became a construction zone within 24 hours following the final game on Thanksgiving night. Vice President of Manhattan Construction Group, Greg McClure, says the final steps are being taken to prepare for Sunday's implosion.
We have cored a little over 1,100 cores and are about 95% complete with loading the charges in that. Over the next 3 to 4 days, we will be wiring all of those charges, getting ready for Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and then the fireworks begin at that point.
McClure says moving ahead, foundation will be set in January, and steel will begin to go up in February. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Blinn College will host its first fall graduation ceremony since opening its doors in 1883. Spokesman Richard Bray says today's ceremony will also be the first ceremony held in Bryan.
It's exciting to work at a college that's been around for 131 years, but is still willing to break away and create some new traditions, and that's what we're looking to do with this graduation ceremony.
The ceremony will be held at the Bryan Civic Auditorium at 6:30. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a former reserve police officer authorities say had child pornography on his cell phone. Dennis Fraley's charges include 58 counts of child pornography possession. Fraley resigned following the arrest and told investigators he had arrested people like himself. College Station police continue to investigate the circumstances of a man who remains in the hospital after he was hit by a train the night before last. What's known so far is the man, whose name has not been released, was riding his bike but got off to walk across the tracks in the area of Welburn and University when he wasn't able to escape the approaching train. Union Pacific officials say the man's injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. No one on the train was hurt. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 49 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5050.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable all year round. That's Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here are the numbers.
We have much more shower activity on the radar this morning than we had at this time yesterday. Widespread showers will gradually taper off as the day goes on. Temperatures today about 55 to 60. It'll be mostly cloudy through the overnight, 45. Mixture of sun and clouds develops tomorrow, stays cool, highs will be 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, partly to mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows near 45. A blend of clouds and sun will develop on Sunday. Temperatures will top out near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm still fascinated by Buku. I just, first of all, that I didn't know what the name was. But secondly, I mean, if there's anything else on that website that we can find out, because I want to know what's, you know, what is really good in the yard sales in Victoria right now, because that's, you know, important.
Well, they don't have one for Bryan College Station. Closest one's Navasota.
What? Navasota has it and we don't?
I don't know. Maybe it requires one person to say, I'm going to claim this area.
Oh, is that it? You have somebody who...
I don't know.
Okay. We've got Uber. Can't we have Buku? Well, we have Uber Lite or whatever.
Would that be Boober?
Boober.
So we got Uber, Fluber, and Boober this morning.
Jay Sokol here this morning from City College Station. How are you?
Thank
you.
Doing fine. Yeah.
Okay. Raining outside?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's up?
Not much. What's up with you?
All right, cool.
Oh, there's a guy standing here with us.
Oh, okay. Who's dressed better than we are.
That's right. Place 2 City Councilman Steve Aldridge.
That's it. Steve, how you doing?
Great. Good morning.
Welcome back. Been a while since you've been here.
It has.
And a lot of stuff's gone on. First, I know you want to talk about Belgium, so let's do that first.
Great.
Everybody knows that we had a large party who went to Belgium, but I'd like to talk about it simply from the standpoint of what this can mean for Bryan College Station, the Brazos Valley, from a business standpoint.
Well, the economic development, one of the things you become aware of when you go there is the economic development opportunities are really ceiling unlimited. We now in our community have an international presence like we have, I don't really think, ever had before. With the Kalon agreement yesterday and with GSK and the vaccine, there are some really, really big driving things for global economic development going on here in our community.
Well, you know, that's the thing that's nice is that we're able to do some things technologically, but I have to think looking 10 years forward, one of the other areas that's going to continue to grow geometrically is going to be healthcare and being able to bring new products to market.
And we are an aging population. I think if you look at the demographics of Brazos County, you're seeing that our age is staying. Even though we have a very rapidly growing young community in Texas A&M, the permanent community that's coming here, we're not young people.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and again, but kudos to your council and to Brian's council and the county commissioners because the ILA that was put together, pretty amazing template that I'm sure will be used in other places to get over those rough spots that governmental entities have when they bump up against each other.
Well, I think it's a great tribute to the what can happen when you cooperate with each other and when you share your common values and goals and work together to reach those. I think that, you know, and there are some things that are going on due to the research at Texas A&M University that are very, very innovative. They're way out in front of where a lot of things are on a global standard. So that's what's really piqued the interest here is people saying, gosh, they're doing this a new and very dynamic way.
Yeah. Steve Aldridge joining us this morning. So it's been about a year almost since you've been here. Obviously, there have been a lot of things that have happened. What are some high water marks as far as you're concerned personally?
I think getting the transition with new city manager Kelly Templin in, letting him get the opportunity to do what he needed to do to understand where we were, look at, define, and establish goals. I think the budget situation, going through it and taking a look at it, unfortunately, looking proactively, we did need to have a raise in the income, in the tax rate on ad valorem properties. But I think that you can justify all of the uses of those funds and why they were needed because we're growing faster than I think anybody anticipated. If you take a look at 2 years, 6% plus back-to-back College Station ISD. You know, when I was on College Station School Board, 3% was your kind of rule of thumb, maybe 3.5. Katrina was one example of where we had a bump in there. But, I mean, 2 years of 6% back-to-back tells you that we're growing faster than we really are anticipating.
Well, one of the things is as College Station reaches its 75th anniversary now, as we see where schools are being built, obviously that is going to be the point as where the population is growing. So we're actually starting to get an older College Station. There's the old part of College Station, if you want to call it. So how do you see the challenges different as we have the new College Station basically to the south and the east and the old College Station, which is more the center city right now?
There's a real interesting dynamic there because the older College Station, direct proximity to Texas A&M University, is going through kind of an urban renewal of sorts, too. So you've got some pressures that are taking place there between single-family residents and student population that's there. But students want to be close to the university. And so we've got to work through some of the issues that are there, and I think we will. I certainly volunteered to do that, and I think that we can still do more. But the new College Station that's going on, one of the issues that comes up is you really want to make sure from College Station ISD, we wanted to be sure that we had comparable schools, comparable facilities, comparable classroom populations all the way across the district. And I think that they're still holding true to that motive. Yes, we are. If you take a look at the rehabilitation of Munson that's going to need to take place, the aging infrastructure that's there, that's going to be an example of how we need to make sure we don't let some of those things happen where we are playing catch-up ball in one area of the city while all things are being developed shiny and new in other parts.
Steve Aldridge joining us this morning. Okay, let's go back to a couple of things that you said. First of all, the rest of council did not share your belief that they needed to continue to look at the problems of having high-density housing or students in residential neighborhoods. What do you think you can bring differently to the table that hasn't been tried and basically failed in the past?
Well, I we've had this discussion going on for years and years, and it kind of comes and goes as far as what's there. Code enforcement is one element that the city can do, but I think that I had advocated for a committee or a subcommittee that advises council and works with staff that talks about what are the issues that come up where we get the people who have interest in this, rental property owners, single-family residents, students, and the city from a code enforcement perspective and code modification feedback loop to do that. And the council's desire was to go ahead and say, hey, let's just wait and see if our code enforcement part of this doesn't take care of it. I thought we needed to do more, but the council's will was to wait and see, and I'm good with that.
One of the things that council did do was last night, there's a development now that's going to go in that will, in essence, allow 6 bedrooms in a structure. Now, the developer has said, yeah, but you know, the good thing is we've got one parking place for every bedroom. And that's fine, but, you know, that means that there could be six people there who have friends, and those friends are going to want to have places to park, and that exacerbates a problem that we're familiar with. Why, and you voted for it, why did you, as one member of council, think this was an okay development?
Well, if you take a look at the questions that I particularly asked, they were about traffic and about what was going to take place there in that area. I think that a planned development district applies to a piece of property like this because it allows for what would normally be a standard difficult kind of track with the floodplain area in there, the natural and preserved areas.
Excuse me, tell people where it is so they'll understand geographically.
It is at the, it's if you go across the railroad tracks from Welburn, right there where the bypass where 28, overpass where 2818 comes, it's in that corner there.
Okay, all
right. And mostly a student development area already, multifamily housing, but they wanted to have a particular development plan there that didn't fit what normally would be our zoning plan. And, you know, that is away from a pressure area where you have single-family residents in single-family homes along with student rental type of property. So it seemed to fit there better. And, you know, as the development plan comes along and we see more about what they intend to do there, then we'll know what we need to do.
Well, I mean, I saw a comment, and it makes no sense. It doesn't have any, it's apples and oranges, saying, well, you know, maybe this will relieve pressure in the traditional neighborhoods because there'll be this student-centric area right here. Well, that hadn't happened in the past. Just because you're going to have six bedrooms doesn't make any difference. But I want to ask, when you do something like this, now just through the process, as you do something like this where you're going to have a structure where you'll have six bedrooms in that building, do you talk to police and fire about that and the street parking problems that could happen in responding to emergencies?
Yes, and those will be my next questions when we look at the site development plan as far as making sure how that happens. In planned development districts that you see like Castlegate, that's where those fire and police concerns come into play, and we've had discussions there. So I think we'll do a good job between planning and development services and fire and police to make sure that we're doing things right, because there was a block length modification in there. So if you allow for some of the amenities that people who are developing are looking for when they develop in areas like this, you have to make sure that we have everything safe, have everything affordable, have everything available to people. Sanitation's another issue. So I think this was a good use of a planned development district in a totally undeveloped tract.
City Councilmember Steve Aldridge with us this morning. Fracking is becoming more of a concern, not just in Denton. The state of New York has, in fact, put a ban on fracking. This is something that College Station looked at. You've put together an ordinance. I want to play your comments. They're edited, but I want to play your comments that you made on October the 9th about the drilling and the guidelines that you had in place, have in place in College Station.
There is no basis for all of them. Requirements of our drilling permit. It's been proven to be a safe and effective economic development for a region, and I think it would be inappropriate for us as a council to not allow or not grant this permit because we have no basis upon which to do it since they have met all the requirements of our ordinance.
Now, I want to give you an opportunity, if you want to amend that based on new information. Do you still feel comfortable with the fracking process?
I do. I think that most of the problems from my research come from not monitoring air quality, and most of the problems as far as the seismic types of things are from injection wells. You know, you can look at whichever side of the coin that you want to, and you have to look at both sides. The people who have these economic assets, they have to have the opportunity to be able to develop them. You can't really take that away from them. Obviously, with the lawsuits that are going on in Denton, you see that and what the play is back and forth there. But I think that we can come to a reasonable solution that provides for safety and benefit. And those comments, you have to understand that you just replayed for me there, was under our current ordinance. And November of last year, right after I got elected, one of the first things that I said, because I saw what was coming and what was going on in Burleson County particularly, and that the Eagle Ford was going to come up here and it was going to be a play that was going to, there was going to be some development needs. And it's taken us a long time to get to that ordinance and modifying that. But now at least we have a updated ordinance, or we're considering an updated ordinance, to where we will address some of the issues, because this is a 1990s ordinance that we had beforehand. So we needed to get this up to speed, and I'm glad that we're having the discussions about it at this time.
Your real job, so folks will know, is you're a financial advisor. You're a numbers guy. So the price of oil, around $55 right now. When we're talking before, it was 100 6 months ago.
45% decline.
Yeah. So from that standpoint, and again, given that there's an end date to some of these leases, as one member of council, do you believe that there would be a more fortuitous time to take this stuff out of the ground and bring it to market rather than right now?
Well, I think that that's not up to the council or any government entity. I think that's up to the free market to decide and determine which prospects they have. And they take risk capital. Those people who negotiated those leases, they understand the economic risks, the benefits, the dynamics of what's going on. And that's part of the area that they go in. I grew up in Midland, Texas, and it goes up and it goes down.
That's ground zero for this, right, what we're talking about.
It is an oscillating universe,
yeah,
according to oil prices.
Let's shift gears. The two cities have basically taken different directions as far as their ideas on funding the CVB. That's the Convention and Visitors Bureau. College Station has decided to pull back some. Bryan's throwing more money in the pot. I know that you have been a representative on that board, and so you are closely within the decision-making process of Convention and Visitors Bureau. As one member of council, I'd like to get your thoughts on the idea of the funding shift that took place in your city.
Well, I think it was about the effectiveness of advertising, because if you take a look in the budget discussions that we had, if you listen back to those, what we talked about was is we felt like the promotions of College Station specifically with hotel occupancy tax money on reinvestment, that we wanted to give Jay, his group, that those people in our public information office, the opportunity to do some marketing with those things too. We'd cut nothing from their operating budget. And I think that we wanted them to go ahead and continue to function, but that was the real change in funding right there. It wasn't anything more major or dynamic than that.
Okay, beyond the advertising, and again, as you were the council representative, you were a representative before you were on council on the CVB board.
But then when I got elected, I couldn't be.
Right, exactly. But you have sat at that table. So now, as you stand and look at this, kind of give us an analysis. Where are the areas that you think need the most focus at the Convention and Visitors Bureau as far as going forward?
Well, one of the things, Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit, we're working with the Arts Council, which I am currently council representative, and the CVB in order to see if we can create a combined destination location for new facilities for them, for what they want their future to be, and partnering with them 2 years when this exhibit comes back from Bastogne. So I would like to see that type of presence there, where we have a focus of tourism activity and attractions, as well as where we can have people there. I would like to see it's interesting, the CVB, I would like to see it more engaged with its board of directors and their board of directors more engaged in the program of work. And I really, I would take the chamber's model from volunteerism. When you take a look at how effective the chamber is with their budget dollars, with the amount of volunteer people, how engaged our community is with the Chamber of Commerce, it's a very functional model for doing that, and I would like to see that take place. That was identified in the strategic plan, and I think that that is a way to really leverage those dollars that go into the operations of the CVB into a community sense of tourism culture.
As we moved on to 2015, what's on the Steve Aldridge checklist of things you'd like to see done?
Well, the bond committee last night, we put that together, and I think that's critical to our future as far as growth. I think one of my major things that I'd like to accelerate anything that we have towards the traffic management to where we can get real time. I think that's getting to be a pressure point where we are here, and particularly anything where we have revenues that have come into the city from settlement of a lawsuit or from sale of property, or obviously the Chimney Hill property that we closed on has to stay in HOT reinvestment. So I look forward to redeploying that money that's been pretty much stagnant, not developing a significant return on that community property that's there. So Those are kind of the things, but I would say traffic is going to a real-time traffic management system. Capacity is currently not the issue, and additional capacity is very expensive relative to what we take for technology for management. So management's kind of the limiting factor. We're on track to get that done, but the sooner we can get that done, I think the better we will all breathe after the holidays and everybody comes back.
Well, let me bring some up finally, I guess, that we haven't had you in here really since the word natatorium was used very much. So as one member of council, what's your thought on should there be a natatorium? If so, what would be the optimum way to have that, first of all, built and then operated and maintained?
Well, it's not about me. It's not about what my thoughts are nearly as much as it is about what the community wants. And last night, if you listen to the council meeting, Councilmember Mooney and I were both oriented towards saying in parks. You know, College Station ISD has expressed a need. We've had an opportunity to partner with the city on an operations and maintenance budget for what they had planned on potentially putting on their bond issue. It's been a long time since we have developed an aquatic facility in the city of College Station. So hopefully that will come out of the parks segment of the capital improvements plan in the bond committee, and if that comes up and it's there, I think we need to float that, even if it, whatever its merits are, have that community discussion about do we want this and is it an attractive thing and do we need to have it. If you think about this in terms of our economic development in the future, a natatorium that would be a very functional place for tourism types of events, I personally think, we're getting on my thoughts here now, I personally think that it could be an attractive element of our community from a tourism perspective. It also would be an amenity that I think that some people that, when we start thinking about the people who are going to be working in the bio corridor, and as we develop our own economic development plan with Spring Creek, what's there, I think these types of amenities, if you go take a look at the Woodlands, not saying that we are the Woodlands, which we certainly aren't, but if you take a look at that, that's a real highlight of their community that is very attractive to people that you want to recruit to come here that are the right people.
Sure. Well, yeah, no, we're not the Woodlands for a whole lot of different areas.
And I'm glad. And I'm glad. I like College Station. I'm happy to be here. I haven't left. I love this community.
Anything else you want to talk about?
No, just tell everybody Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And just have a great holiday. Happy holidays for wherever you're going to go. Safe travels. And we've got so much to be thankful for in this community. And I hope that everybody takes a little bit of time from the pace to just say thank you and enjoy each other's company for a little period of time.
There you go. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's Steve Aldridge from the College Station Council. Anything else, Mr. Sokol?
Citizen University, Citizen Police Academy, Citizen Fire Academy, registration for all those available right now. Visit us at cstx.gov.
Offices next week are?
Closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, and you're not showing up on Monday or Tuesday.
Are you kidding? Absolutely not.
All right, thanks. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. That's our Friday segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
It looks like more advances for stocks. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest Wall Street's rally will resume when the opening bell rings. Investors were encouraged by the Fed's indication there will be no rush to hike interest rates, and it's expected other major central banks will maintain easy money policies. BlackBerry posted an adjusted profit of a penny a share for the latest quarter. That was better than expected. Online bargain hunters have had to be on their toes this holiday season. New tools let merchants monitor competitors' prices in real time and make almost instant adjustments. Shoppers trying to buy at the lowest possible price have been facing moving targets. The cost of some items can change several times a day. When it comes to holiday lighting, Midwesterners tend to be do-it-yourselfers. People on the West Coast are more likely to hire professionals to put up their home displays. Home Advisor says residents of Los Angeles, Dallas, and Chicago are the most likely to call companies to hang their lights. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Ready to create your own income with your own home-based business where there's no such thing as getting laid off? If a billionaire entrepreneur spent 5 years and $20 million searching for the next big trend, wouldn't you want to know what he found? If you're serious about making money from home without having to leave home, then write this down. www.gohernext.com. You decide your income. Get the facts now. gohernext.com.
Are you turned off by on?
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's Aggie Kubota. Dealers.com.
Texas A&M basketball team on the road tomorrow night in Kansas City at the Sprint Center. We take on Kansas State. Kind of a home game for Kansas State. We'll broadcast the action starting at 5:30. And Coach Billy Kennedy and what the team has learned about playing on the road at Baylor. And then, of course, the three games they played in San Juan.
We learned that on the road you have to play differently. You have to be more poised. And it was a good experience for us. You know, playing on the road in a hostile environment before we get into SEC play. And then we got to go to Kansas State this weekend. I looked at Kansas State's last three crowds, 14,000, 12,000, 12,000. You know, that's a tough place to play. We're playing them in the Sprint Center, which, you know, they'll have a good crowd there. And so, you know, we have at least played a road game. We're prepared for it, and I expect us to play well in this game.
Aggie head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Aggies tomorrow night, 6 o'clock tip time against Kansas State, 5:30 the broadcast on this station. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Today, why all Americans should be very alarmed over the Sony Pictures hack. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's one thing that you really need to know about printers. The new Epson Workforce is an award-winning line of all-in-one printers for your home office, small business, or even corporate work groups. Epson Workforce printers are powered by Precision Core. It's a new printing technology originally developed for industrial printers, and now it's available for the rest of us. We call it performance beyond laser. Print shop quality output, vibrant colors, clear, crisp text, but the cost per page is less than half of color laser printers, and printing each page is amazingly fast. Unlike laser printers, there's no warm-up time. It's ready to go when you are. To print on a wide variety of media, including labels, all while using 70% less power than laser printers. It's the Epson Workforce printers, powered by Precision Core. It's simply the best printer I've ever seen. Performance beyond laser. Epson, built to perform. No matter who you are or what you do as an American, we should all be very alarmed over the Sony Pictures hack. Yesterday, the FBI confirmed what we already knew. It was the North Koreans. But this isn't just another Kim Jong-un temper tantrum. This event marks a turning point in American history. Think for a moment. A foreign country, sworn enemy to America, has all but destroyed a major U.S. corporation. In essence, America has lost its first real cyber war. These weren't simply teens and 20-something kids operating out of a mom's basement, trying to steal a few credit card numbers and get on the evening news. This was and is a foreign government with a political agenda invading our country through the internet. And if they can bring down Sony, what's next? AT&T, the air traffic control system, Con Ed? Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at my website, commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Business at Thursday's College Station City Council meeting included more road construction and closing out a drawn-out series of lawsuits.
The council approved rebuilding Rock Prairie Road from east of Scott and White Hospital to William D. Fitch. Public Works Director Don Harmon says there's not enough money for a four-lane.
We are trying to wisely allocate the resources that we do have available. We see development pressure in other areas and we see greater transportation needs in other locations.
The city has acquired almost all the right-of-way for a future expansion. Construction scheduled to start in February and take 8 months to complete. More than 6 years of legal battles are over for the city regarding land at the freeway and Rock Prairie Road. Before anyone considered the idea of building the Scott and White Hospital, the council refused rezoning the land to build a Walmart. That led to a lawsuit where the city spent $2 million in legal fees before reaching a settlement where the city paid the landowner $1.6 million. Then the city sued its insurance company for failing to cover costs in the first lawsuit. Last night, the council unanimously approved a settlement where the insurance company pays the city $4 million. The city will net $2.6 million after paying its lawyers. Between the two lawsuits, the city lost $1 million. But Mayor Nancy Berry pointed out in a WTAW interview 3.5 years ago, it was a win for the city after the landowner sold to Scott and White. That combined with Walmart's decision to expand at its present location to what was at the time the largest store the retailer had in Texas. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Governor Perry's name won't be added to Texas A&M's academic building. The governor's convocation speech to A&M graduates Thursday night included declining the naming opportunity at his alma mater. You can read the text of Perry's remarks regarding the academic building as well as the resolution the Board of Regents was supposed to consider online at WTAW.com. The sale of a pharmaceutical company created in the BioCorridor by the Texas A&M system brought officials from around the world to the Bush Library. A subsidiary of two Japanese-based corporations has purchased a 49% share of Kelon Biotherapeutics with the option of acquiring the rest of the company. The new president of what is now called Fujifilm Diosynth Biotechnologies, Steve Bagshaw, is from Britain.
One of the Japanese words that we use in Fujifilm is genki. It means enthusiasm, but it means much more than that. It means an unstinting passion for what it is that you're going to do. And I turned to John and I said, this place has got genki.
Kelon's departing president, Andrew Strong, described it as handing over to FDB a three-year-old baby born to develop and manufacture, among other things, vaccines out of tobacco leaves.
New drugs that have the potential to significantly improve or save lives are discovered all the time. The things that we are doing here will help ever so gently increase that pipeline, so that more life-saving drugs can get through.
The Austin American Statesman reports that the A&M system will receive between 2 and 5 times their original investment in the cash deal, which will allow the state to recoup their $40 million investment in Kelon. It will be an emotional time for some on Sunday morning when Kyle Field's west side comes tumbling down.
Construction crews have been working around the clock to prepare for the implosion of Kyle Field's west side. Vice President of Lindemood Demolition, Jake Lindemood, explains what was done with the debris from the first deck.
All the concrete that comes out here goes to a recycler. It's crushed and actually put back on the field for base right now. So all the concrete on the first deck was crushed into base, recycled and reused, and then the iron out of that was sent to recyclers.
Lindemood says his crew has truly felt the Aggie spirit during this job.
We've enjoyed working here at A&M. We love the passion of everybody here and how cooperative everybody is to work for here. And all my guys love working down here. They They say they've worked in colleges everywhere. We've worked all over colleges all over. And they say this is the best college they've ever worked in.
The implosion sequence is set to begin at 8 a.m. and expected to take less than 17 seconds. Go online to WTAW.com for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the first time since 1883, Blinn College will host a fall graduation ceremony, and it will be in Bryan.
This gives us a great opportunity to share the excitement of commencement with Bryan College Station and create some new traditions. I mean, we've been doing it for 131 years, and sometimes it's a good idea to shake things up and do things a little bit differently.
Spokesman Richard Bray says two students will speak during this evening's ceremony, which starts at 6:30 at the Bryan Civic Auditorium. Bray expects about 100 students to be on hand. A Brazos County grand jury has indicted a former reserve police officer who authorities say had child pornography on his cell phone. 62-year-old Dennis Fraley is held at the Brazos County Jail this morning without bond. His charges include 58 counts of child pornography possession. Authorities say a friend of Fraley alerted authorities after finding photographs on his phone in September while helping Fraley install a mobile application. Fraley resigned following the arrest and told investigators he had arrested people like himself. A man who was hit by a train in College Station Wednesday night remains in the hospital. Union Pacific officials say the 19-year-old, whose identity has not been released, reported his injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. No one on the train was hurt. College Station police say the man was walking his bicycle across the tracks in the area of University and Welburn when the southbound train approached, and the man was not able to get out of the way in time. UP says train traffic was stopped for about 3 hours before the scene was cleared shortly before 3 a.m. Thursday morning. WTAW News Time is 8:43. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, our free checking is still free. No hassles, no gimmicks, no kidding. Our free checking features unlimited check writing, no monthly service charge, no minimum balance requirement, free instant issue debit cards, free online and mobile banking, and much more. Have you checked with your bank lately to see if your free checking is still free? Visit us online at banktbt.com and open your free checking account today. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey? Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2015 Camry LE for just $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 1/5/15.
I don't know about you, but everything in my house now is connected to the other thing in my house, i.e. my laptop, my iPad, my iPhone, my iPod. Everything is wireless. It's Wi-Fi. And if you've got a bunch of that, you're dragging the speed down on every other device. The more web-enabled devices you have, the faster internet speed you're going to need. And at Suddenlink, they can do that for you. And they can do it for you on the cheap. No need to shop around for Christmas this year or any other reason. Suddenlink has the hottest deals in town. They've got the blazing fast internet for just $25 a month to speed up all those devices. The SL200 HD TV for as low as $37 a month. Home phone, only $15 a month. Call for all the details on that one. But if you want the fastest, best service in town, you're going to get everything you need because they're right here and they're local. You can walk in and talk to them, unlike other places where you may get disappointed. To find out more about Suddenlink's 30-day money-back, we promise guarantee, 'tis the season to switch and save. Stop by the local Suddenlink store. They're on 29th Street, kind of down there by the TV station, or you can visit them online at suddenlink.com.
The company that's built 1 million loaders is now in the Brazos Valley, and that's Bobcat. Bobcat of the Brazos Valley, just off the North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryant. Get the best equipment, parts, and supplies for moving, hauling, pushing, plowing, digging, all the hard work you need to do at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, compact excavators, and supplies. You'll find them at Bobcat of the Brazos Valley. Call Bobcat of the Brazos Valley today, 979-314-9222. That's 979-314-9222.
Good morning. It's 8:47. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. 80% chance of showers. Sure enough, high temperature about 55 today, 46 for a low tonight, 55 tomorrow, but there's sunshine up to about 60 on Sunday, 67 on Monday. Then a slight chance of showers back in on Tuesday. Ooh, let's peek ahead to Christmas. Peek ahead to Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Sunny and 68. Yeah. Okay, it's like Florida without the taxes. That's good.
That's Texas Christmas right
there.
That's
what we do. That is how we do it here. Let's see, as far as the rain is concerned, really a little bit, you know, we're just on the edges of the heavier rain. Then we're going to have light rain, it looks like, for maybe an hour after that, and maybe it's out of here then. If you're headed over toward Beaumont, I'm sorry for you anyway.
Yeah.
But anyhow, there's pretty heavy showers there. Heavy showers east of Lufkin and then going up into Louisiana, and still some fairly significant showers down around the coast, Brazos Port, and that kind of area. And actually, you know, if you look at all of U.S. America, that's about the only place where there's any significant rainfall in the state right now. Up in California, Northern California, you're still getting some. They still need it. Okay, how about a baby that weighs in at 15 pounds, Jessica Delgado of Washington State. Woman already had two big babies, each one of them weighing in at 12 pounds apiece. But the latest addition to the family, that'd be Francisco Leon Ortiz, weighs in at 14 pounds, 11 ounces. In fact, after Francisco came into the world, he was so big he couldn't fit in the hospital's clothes, so Dad had to run to the store to get some. Isn't the biggest baby born this year? In January, two kids were born that were bigger. A girl weighing 15 pounds. A boy weighing 16 pounds.
Oh, man.
The Guinness record, and this is kind of interesting because this is not the kind of record you can decide to go break, right? I mean, this one either is broken or it's not. 22 pounds, 8 ounces. 1955.
Was the kid two?
I have no, 22 pounds, 8 ounces. You think the doctor had his thumb on the scale? I'm just saying.
Wow. Biggin'.
Yeah. Recent Gallup poll found that federal employees are less engaged in their work than other Americans. They're watching the calendar, that's all. Just watching the calendar. So Europeans use their mobile devices to shop on the go, just like Americans. They also shop where they go, if you get my drift. Research from the delivery service Sarmes. It may be. I mean, I don't, is this the same one? I mean, it's spelled the same, or is it Hermes? Because I thought Hermes was like a real upscale place. I didn't know they called themselves a delivery service. But anyway, research from delivery service Hermes of 2,000 UK consumers and 1,000 each from France and Germany reveals the unusual places in which mobile shopping is conducted. 46% of shoppers in the UK and France admit to doing their mobile business while they're doing their business. That's right, in the bathroom. 30% of Germans admit to buying via mobile while doing that. British shoppers also more likely to have their mobile device with them in bed to do shopping. Brits do the most mobile shopping on the job. 60% admitted that they're spending company time doing that. Again, you can bet that if 60% of them admitted, you got another 32% that are doing it too. Oh, wonder how much they paid for this study. Okay, guys, maybe you can help them out. It's the University of Maryland. Their researchers analyzed more than 130,000 Yelp reviews of 2,000 D.C. restaurants that had operated over the last year, including 450 that had closed down between the years of 2005 and 2014.
Okay.
Looking at the language used in the reviews, the researchers claimed that they would be able to predict a restaurant's chances of survival with 70% accuracy. So they use software that can read the text content in Yelp reviews. Okay, let's see if you can come up with, I don't know, two words that might have been in a review that would show that the place would be successful. Tell me. Oh, very good. Good is on that list.
Delicious.
Yes, that's in there too. See? You know, here they are. Food, good, place, delicious, like, order, friend, time, great, nice, service. Duh? They paid for that study. I'm just saying. They paid for that study. If you put good in the word service in the review, they're liable to survive.
Hey, I'm Stretch Armstrong. Remember how pumped you were when you got me for the holidays? You put me into some crazy positions. good times. Well, feel that pumped again with a great deal on a Honda Accord EXL during the Happy Honda Day sales event. It comes with a rear-view camera, Honda Lane Watch, and Pandora compatibility. Great for workout music. Speaking of great, I'm going to go bench press an Accord. Go for the burn. Get something you'll love at the Happy Honda Day sales event and get 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers on an Accord EXL from Honda, KBB.com's most trusted brand.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Based on 2014 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. Lane watch and rearview camera displays do not provide complete information about all relevant conditions. Driver must independently assess safety of vehicle maneuver. Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers. Rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
Just as no two snowflakes are exactly alike, every woman is unique in her own story. Pandora Jewelry tells the world just how amazingly different you are. Each dazzling hand-finished piece reflecting your own individual style. And now is the perfect time to experience the beauty of Pandora. Texas Rose Boutique in downtown Bryan now has distinctive and dazzling Pandora. Come choose the piece that tells her just how amazing she is. Merry Christmas from Texas Rose Boutique.
You like saving money? We like saving you money. Let's get together for an amazing year-end sale on every new Chevrolet at Tom Light Chevrolet. Why wait until after Christmas? At Tom Light, we're offering our best today like we do all year. Save thousands on our best-selling Silverado crew cab. Unwrap the season's low payment on the new Chevy Cruiser Malibu. Many qualify for zero down and no payments until after the new year. So you can treat yourself to a new car for Christmas, and we'll include 2 years scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. If you're caught up in the holiday rush, save time and money by shopping with us online at TomLight.com. Once you see our year-end specials, you won't want to shop anywhere else. No waiting, big year-end discounts, and choose from the largest Chevy inventory in the Brazos Valley. Now you can drive home for the holidays in a new Tom Light Chevrolet. Don't miss the year-end event at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Ho, 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 ho. Tis the season to stuff your stocking at Champion Firearms. From rifles and handguns to ammunition and hunting supply, Champion Firearms is your holiday savings headquarters. Right now, save big on top name brands like Benelli, Beretta, Glock, Weatherby, and more. Don't miss incredible holiday savings on guns, cases, scopes, flashlights, and ammunition. Not sure what to buy? Champion Firearms has gift cards available in all denominations. So stuff your stocking with savings from Champion Firearms. On Texas Avenue in the Wolf Pan Plaza Shopping Center, next to Starbucks.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620. I just met a very nice lady who came in thinking that she had won tickets to Seinfeld. So what it was fine. It was okay. So I explained to her, no, we were just registering. So I think people understand that now, but just in case you thought you'd won. But anyhow, we'll be taking more registration. We don't even have time today, but we'll start them again on Monday and probably give the tickets away on Wednesday, okay? So that's what we're doing. So when you call with your name and phone number, and so we'll hope that works out.
Scott, you were talking about shopping and delivery. Did you catch the Amazon.com story?
No.
Amazon Prime members have something called Prime Now. For $8, they can get delivery within an hour.
Really?
Starting in New York.
Different places, right.
Uh-huh.
Right,
expanding to multiples or many cities after that. About 25,000 items eligible for Prime Now.
There you go. If you watch Dr. Oz, first of all, I don't understand why. If you watch Dr. Oz and you follow his advice religiously, well, according to a new study, his claims are baseless more than 50% of the time. Study published by the British Medical Journal, concluded that the talk show host has made some less than accurate statements. Researchers selected 40 random episodes of his show and another very popular talk show, The Doctors, and dissected them to analyze the medical advice given to the viewers. A group of experienced evidence reviewers independently searched for and evaluated a team evidence to support 80 randomly selected recommendations from each show. About half of the health recommendations from both shows had either no evidence behind them or they actually contradicted what best available science tells you.
No kidding.
Just because it's on TV doesn't mean
he's
it's
a shill.
He is. He is. Big oopsie this week goes to Johns Hopkins University.
Okay.
Accidentally sent out emails of acceptance to 294 poor students that had been denied just 2 days earlier. Ooh. Oh, yeah. They said, no, you can't play. Yeah. Cosmo reports the letters encouraged wannabe co-eds to, quote, embrace the yes. Welcoming them to the class of 2019, encouraged everyone to show your big Blue Jay pride, and gave instructions on how to tweet the good news and buy school gear online. The prestigious school sent out another note a few hours later saying they regretted this technical mistake and any confusion that it may have caused. Yeah. I guarantee you. Because you know that if you got accepted to Johns Hopkins, you probably waited about a heartbeat before you started telling folks, right?
Oh, and I'd be coming unglued on them.
Maybe go ahead and give them a second chance, let them try. We'll let you come in for two semesters and see if you stick.
Yikes.
And now I think we're fine. I think all the problems have now been solved, in case you didn't know. Because you know when you're trying to stay awake when a TV show's on and you want to watch it?
Oh, yes.
And you fall asleep? Okay. A couple of British teenagers now have invented 15 years old and 14 years old.
This is crazy.
They have created Kipstar. This is a 3D printed wristband that can sense the wearer falling asleep and will begin recording whatever you're watching on TV.
Whoa, that's cool.
Now, you say this isn't working?
Huh?
You. Did what? You say?
No.
I thought you'd already read it.
I had.
Oh. You think it works?
It could.
It says it uses a pulse meter to monitor the heart rate of the user and determine if they are awake or asleep. And when the blood flow of the wearer changes as they drift off to dreamland, the band then pauses and records the program on TV. If the user starts to stir and their heart rate increases, the show starts playing again, picking up right where your eyelids left off.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was only asleep for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Wow. Is science great or what, man? I mean, that's awesome. I don't know if we can get them over here in time for Christmas. This date in 1843, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens was first published. And 1975, C.W. McCall earned a gold record for Convoy. You know, the problem is when you're a disc jockey and a song like that hits, you have to hear it every time it's played, okay?
I just heard it's been like 3 hours.
No, I've actually played it three times in the last
Sort of like walking
hours.
Around in women's underwear,
that's
right?
That's exactly right.
Very
yep, that's
similar
it.
To that.
And
yeah.
In 1997, My Little Dinghy opened in North American theaters.
Yeehaw!
I haven't seen it yet. Okay. All right, it's raining. Be careful out there. Go shop. Spend money locally. We always like that. And we're back on Monday. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio.